Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show, where job one is leaving Cleveland Sunday with a 7-6 record. Mike, do you concur?
I concur. It's definitely needed, but you know, I think it's so important, especially Cleveland. You know, we talk about a team that we haven't played in 4 years. You know, played them in the preseason, obviously in the recent past, but you know, it's a game that you really got to stay dialed into. That, you know, who you're going up against, you know, particularly the style of play. You know, they do a lot with their quarterback on offense. We'll see crazy formations and everything in the first 15 plays of the game. Very aggressive defensive coordinator. I mean, they're under pressure in probably 35% normal D&D and you know, 80%+ in third down. So, you know, it's a challenge schematically. We're going on the road again. Road games are tough. It's going to be windy. You know, it's in the stadium's right on the lake, so we just got to really make sure we're focused in on the type of game we're getting ready to play.
Mike, with the Browns' 0-12 record, how do you handle that with your football team? Obviously, they it, but how do you handle it?
Don't be foolish. I mean, don't be foolish. This is the National Football League, and you just got to stay true to your process of the week. I thought it was important for our team to get away from it on Monday. I felt like coming off the Sunday night game and, you know, the overtime game against Tampa, that giving them a little more rest was the best thing. So we'll go back and watch, you know, the Tampa Bay game, you know, Wednesday morning, grade that, make sure we're set there, moving to Cleveland and have a little longer Wednesday practice than we've had, just to make sure we're ready to go. Because this is a different team. Every week's different, we know that, but it's a very young team. We've got a lot of players that, you know, our guys have never seen before, and we got to make sure we're ready to go. A, you know, how we match up, B, how, you know, what they're going to try to do to us, and frankly, the environment we're getting ready to go play. You know, we're going to play a bad weather game. It's not going to be the Tampa Bay Bucks at Lambeau in 51 degrees this week, that's for sure.
Mike, the Browns have been drafting high for quite some time. They have 3 number one picks this year, including the top overall choice in the draft. Mm-hmm. Myles Garrett only played in 7 games so far, but 5 sacks. What do you see from him?
Very athletic, excellent length. Yeah, you can see the ability. They're moving him around. You know, they move him inside also, too. So, like I said, schematically, this is a very aggressive scheme that we're getting ready to compete against.
Their defense is certainly not 0-12, ranked 10th overall yardage-wise. And they allow 3.3 per carry so far, mm-hmm. and that's number one in the league. They can play the run.
Oh, no doubt about it. They can play the run. They do a really good job getting off blocks, you know, hustling to the football. I think they're a good tackling team also. So play their safety very deep, so they're not giving up big plays either. So it's a scheme that it definitely challenges you.
Let's talk about their offense, and they lead the league in turnovers with 30. And it should come as no surprise, I guess, that they have scored the fewest points. What do you see from their offense?
Well, to be honest, I see an offense that's getting better. Young quarterback. They actually run him more than I was a little surprised by that. His number of carries and you know, with the option, you know, we call it spark, where, you know, the zone option read play. So a number of different combinations off of that. So they're doing more in the area of exotics. Once again, it's a talented young group, and they're getting better.
After almost or about 3 years out, Josh Gordon is back for the Browns. When he left, when he got into his trouble, when he left, I mean, he was a dynamic player. Is he still that same dynamic player?
Well, it looked like it against San Diego. I mean, I don't know exactly statistically what he did, but he, you know, I know he had at least 4 or 5 catches and was productive. So just a big talent, can run, can really get out of the break. So, you know, he's definitely someone that we'll be focused on.
You mentioned DeShone Kizer, mm-hmm. their rookie quarterback, second-round draft choice. And his numbers, as far as throwing the ball, aren't very impressive. However, he's got over 300 yards rushing. So, that, as you mentioned, that's a factor you have to consider. Huh?
And I think you got to look at the last four games, too, last 4 or 5 games. I think he's particularly playing a lot better football over the month of November and December. So, and once again, I can't stress enough the uncertainty of playing a team that's in their position. It's uncommon. It's late in the year. So we got to be really dialed in and focused on not only, you know, these guys and how they play, but, you know, this is going to be our first bad weather game of the year.
Mike, as far as the Buccaneer game, let's talk about the team in the mirror. You guys, as far as the Buccaneer game, What are the takeaways you have from that game, both good and the not so good?
Well, I mean, you start with the offense. We obviously ran the ball very well. Very pleased with the way we ran it. You know, the passing game, obviously the production was not there. We need to improve on that. And you get into the situational offense, particularly the third down. So we got to do a better job there. Defense, you know, did a great job, you know, as far as, you know, big plays. You know, obviously the turnovers. The big play there by Dean Lowry was huge. You know, game-changing type play. The seven sacks was another positive. No, but they ran the ball a lot better on us than I think any of us expected. So, need to clean that up. And frankly, I thought special teams there. I thought that was our best game of the year. So, had to block punt. Had some excellent return opportunities. We're getting better there. And this is kind of the trend that you've seen, you know, from us with the young players on special teams. And I feel like we're really coming into our own there.
Thank you, Mike. What's the plan for Aaron Rodgers? We'll ask the head coach when we come back. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. And Mike, Aaron Rodgers returned to practice on Saturday. What's the plan for this week?
Well, I mean, first of all, we understand what classification he's under as far as being, you know, in the IR designation mode. So, but he'll be trial returned. So what that means is he'll be limited in practice. We'll do certain drills. We'll do all the drill work, frankly, and then he'll work in the team period with the opponent, you know, the opponent look team.
Mike, Brett Hundley against the Buccaneers. Not real good statistically as far as throwing the ball, but he made some key plays with his feet, and he won the game. He led a game-winning drive in overtime. How do you analyze his play?
Well, it's like anything. It's about winning. He played his best football at the most important part of the game, at the end of the fourth quarter and then again in overtime. So that's huge. That's something you can build off of with any quarterback, and, you know, especially with Brett, too, just coming off the Pittsburgh game, just a tough loss there where he played very well. So, hey, he's in here Monday going through the tape. He was in here again on Tuesday, so he's working to get better, and he'll be better this week in Cleveland.
Mike, now that you have both Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones available, how will you use those two guys moving forward?
Well, I mean, the week of practice we'll answer that, but Jamal will be he'll be the starter. I mean, he's earned that. I'm very pleased with the way he's played, and I would have liked to play Aaron more than he actually played in the game. For him not to get into the end, I think tells you just kind of how the third quarter went and so forth. But obviously, when he went in, he made an impact. So, but it'll be good to have a 1-2 punch.
Mike, as it's developing, might you have one of your better, or perhaps the best, late season running attacks during your time here?
Oh, I hope so. I mean, it definitely points to that. I think we're playing very well up front. Corey Linsley's doing a great job, not only with the, you know, the designations, and, you know, I think we've just seen the fits of everything come to bear. You've seen the double teams better, you know, as far as our guards and tackles. You know, we're getting in and out of different pattern schemes as opposed to just zone schemes. And so I like how we're playing, you know, fundamentally, schematically. We're challenging our opponent, and that's what you have to do. This is winter football, so you have to run it your best this time of year, and so far so good, and hopefully we can take another step.
Thank you, Mike. Next up on the rundown, the head coach on the telestrator. Don't go away.
Hundley under center, he takes, hands it off the right side, has to bounce to the left, to the outside, makes a turn, 20, 15, 10, 5, to the house for the touchdown! Jones hadn't been in the game. They stick him in for that play. Bouncing outside on the touchdown run. And the Packers score a victory.
Welcome back. Time to talk some X's and O's with the head coach. And, Mike, you get the ball first in overtime. You go 52 yards in seven plays. First and 10 on the Tampa Bay 20. And your workhorse, Jamal Williams, needs a breather. The next man up, Aaron Jones, hasn't carried the ball all game long. You're the coach. What do you do?
Well, you're going to run the same play you're going to run even when Jamal was in there. So, I mean, that's just the way our system of belief works, you know, whether it's Jamal or Aaron. This was the next call. First and 10 on the 20. I wanted to go with a 92 power load. It was more of a short yardage call, 4-minute call for us. First time we were in 22 personnel.
And that means two backs, two tight ends?
Correct.
All right.
Correct. Power play. It's been good for us all year. You know, it's probably our lead two back play, and you can see our guys do a great job of wadding it up and just really just look at the instincts of Aaron here. He feels the free safety come in there and try to shoot the A gap, and he bounces it. And Katie barred the door.
And once again, Jordy Nelson, he did the same thing for Devontae Adams in the Steeler game. Jordy Nelson getting the last block for Aaron Jones.
Definitely. I mean, our receivers, you know, we've been running the ball a lot more here the last month, and I can't say enough about Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, all those guys are doing a great job on the perimeter.
Let's go to the end zone.
Of course we are.
I'd like to talk about this. You know, if he had kept it play side, you guys had a pretty nice looking push going play side.
And that was the thought process. I mean, it's a plus four mentality. It's a downhill. If you look at it, we're running. We got a great double team right here off of Jari and Spriggsy. You see that right there, just the way those two are coming together. I mean, that's exactly what you're looking for on their best player, Jerome McCoy. So coming off the ball. And that's really where the ball is supposed to go, right off that double team. And Lane does a great job. We talk about striking the match right off of those two guys' behinds. So is the mess we're looking for. And then, you know, Rip comes real clean there. He's going to take care of that any C-gap penetration. And then Aaron's downhill, and that's right where the ball should go, right there. You're looking for calm and color. But you can see Aaron right here. He feels the safety coming there, and then that's just a great reaction, very instinctive reaction by him. And obviously, great job by Jordy Nelson, game winner.
Mike, got a question for you. In the NFL, does the back do more for the line, or does the line do more for the back?
The back does more for the line, Larry.
I would agree 100%. Okay, I can't believe it.
I thought that was a setup question
coming from you.
No. Definitely. I mean, each back has a running style, and I think anytime you have a runner like Jamal, and then also you can complement it with Aaron or vice versa, that's really tough on the defense.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, game balls. Don't go away.
I mean, it's just a slugfest there today. And our guys just hung in there and stayed the course, and we were able to get the win.
Rushes on under pressure, hit it set. Hits from behind, down he goes. And he's hitting Russell down. Clay Matthews.
This is my livelihood, you know? That's what you guys want to see, so that's what I got to deliver.
Untouched Dean Lowry. Back to throw, pump fakes once, now he's hit, and he gives up the football.
James tried to step up and sack him, and I don't know what happened at that point. I turned around, and Dean's just running down the field.
And it's American Pharoah at the Belmont. No one will catch him. Touchdown, Green Bay. 61 yards.
You know, we always preach, you know, when you have that opportunity to make a play, you make the play. I think anytime you can make that happen, it's huge for the team. So, you know, we always talk about momentum as a team, as a defense. So I think to have big plays like that was huge for our team, you know, going forward in the game.
And we're going to overtime here in Green Bay.
As soon as, you know, they say we got the ball, it's just time to go.
Hundley faking the handoff to Williams. 18-yard gain to a first down of the Packer offense on the drive.
Once our offense got back in the field in overtime, we had no doubt they were going to score there.
You know, it was great to have Aaron Jones back for that last carry.
My first carry, only carry, and then it was just a mess in there. I seen a corner, and I just took it.
Makes the turn, 15-10 for the touchdown, and the Packers have won.
Feeling good, just feeling, you know, we worked for it, we worked hard for it, but we still got a lot more football to go, and we want to go on a roll, and we just started from here.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Time to hand out game balls. And Mike, on offense, you decided to give one, award one, I should say, to Jamal Williams.
Yes, Jamal has really been, you know, a workhorse for us. And not only did a great job as, you know, as far as the number of attempts and carrying the workload, you know, you think about the big play to get us down there on the 20-yard line, you know, to keep and, you know, keeping his balance, you know, staying in bounds there. So He's doing a heck of a job. He's taking, once again, taking full advantage of his opportunities, but, you know, the yards after contact is what really stands out to me.
Okay, let's move to defense, and one of the fellows getting a game ball, Mean Dean Lowry.
Big Dean, I'll tell you, his hamstrings were sore on Monday. That's all I know. I don't think I've seen him run that far. So, what a huge play in the game. He's, you know, just such a tough guy, such a, you know, gritty competitor. You know, we got to work on his ball carriage a little bit. He was a little sloppy, but just a great play, and obviously probably, you know, the biggest play in the game.
Mike, did you allow yourself a moment for a chuckle when he was doing the Lambeau leap?
No, I was just, you know, like anything, you when you have big plays like that, you immediately turn and look for flags. I think that's what today's NFL kind of makes you do. But, yeah, I missed the Lambeau leap. How'd he do?
He did very well for a guy that heavy. Yeah. We're talking 296 pounds.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Another defensive game ball to Clay Matthews, and, of course, with 2.5 sacks. Why not?
Oh, no doubt. Just so disruptive. Obviously, we missed him in Pittsburgh, so it was great to have him back out there. And he was just all over the place. You know, great game by Clay.
Mike, you mentioned disruptive, and I would think the NFL ought to invent a stat for players like Clay Matthews, because there are so many times he disrupts the play, he penetrates, somebody else may finish the play, but he made the play.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, he's so disruptive where guys can, you know, play off of him and his ability to take two in the run game. He does such a great job of recognizing and reacting. So, he's an impact player.
Let's move to special teams. Trevor Davis. And he was consistent on those kickoff returns.
Sure was. He's doing a great job. We're doing a really good job blocking, too, in front of him. So now it's into winter football. He's getting more opportunities. And I just love Trevor's confidence and his ability just to put his foot down and go.
And another special teams game ball goes to Kyler Fackrell.
Yeah, big block punt. I mean, that was another huge play in the game. And I thought our special teams, I thought that was our best game of the year. And you can see Kyler has really picked it up here of late.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, the last word from the coach. Stay with us.
Visit the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay. Offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men. 335 North Washington Street in Green Bay.
Welcome back. Time for the last word from the coach. And Mike, obviously there's a lot of excitement about Aaron Rodgers returning to practice, the possibility of him coming back and playing and so forth. But as a football team, do you guys got to be careful about not getting ahead of yourselves? You got the Cleveland Browns to worry about right now.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a game you have to prepare to win. You can't take anything for granted in this league, because that's right when you get punched right in the nose. We're going to prepare the right way. We're going to have a good week of practice, and we need to go up into Cleveland, windy Cleveland, and get it done.
Mike, good luck against the Browns.
Thank you,
and thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.